Kathy Hochul moves forward with plan to prioritize illegal immigrants for NY state jobs. By Warner Todd Houston on February 29, 2024. New York's Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul is moving forward with her plan to retool the Civil Service Commission to put illegal aliens at the head of the line for state jobs. At the end of January, Hochul approved a plan for the state to hire 4,000 illegal aliens for entry-level state jobs. Not only is the state preparing to put illegals at the head of the line, but the plan Hochul approved eliminates several requirements for illegals to be eligible for the jobs. The rules requiring applicants to take the civil service exam and to have a high school diploma have been eliminated. The aim is to get illegals into state jobs faster once they get approved work permits. The Civil Service Commission approved the plan on January 18, according to Spectrum News. Hochul also claimed that she hears from business owners all across the state pleading with her to approve illegals for jobs. "Hotel owners and restaurant owners coming to me, can you send some of the migrants up here? We need them. I hear this in every corner of the state," the governor said. Naturally, New York City's Democrat Mayor Eric Adams also favors the plan to lower the bar to get illegals into government and private sector jobs quickly. "I would love to get migrants and asylum seekers to help with the lifeguard shortage. We've been successful in getting almost 30,000 people to file applications, including work authorization, asylum, TPS, we want more," he said. In selling the plan to put illegals ahead of citizens, New York State Senate Labor Committee Chair Jessica Ramos, a Democrat, conflated New Yorkers with the migrants for whom she was advocating. "I think that every single New Yorker that can and wants to work should be able to work. Especially, I think, when we start looking at our state jobs and how many of them are readily available," Ramos said. She also pushed higher taxes on the rich to help pay for the new jobs she is trying to fill. "In a state where we see that income inequality is worse than ever, we had 120 billionaires in New York State prior to the pandemic. We're up to 135 today. That only means that more money is being hoarded," she said. "It is not being circulated in our communities," Ramos exclaimed. Meanwhile, the rich are already fleeing New York in droves as taxes continue to soar and the state makes businesses feel unwelcome with an avalanche of regulations and requirements. The New York Post reported in late 2023 that the state lost 10 more billionaires to Florida as New York continues to target high-income earners with confiscatory tax rates and anti-business policies. The trend is not new, either. A 2022 study found that New York City lost another 10% of taxpayers who earn more than $750,000. New York City is not just losing the rich, either. Even Adams noted in January that the Big Apple is hemorrhaging the working class. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.